Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is April the 30th and our Bible reading portion is from the first book of Chronicles, chapters 25 to 27. No job is too small in the house of God. We read in 1 Chronicles chapter 26 verses 12 and 13 like this. Among these were the divisions of the gatekeepers, among the chief men having duties just like their brethren to serve in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. After King David had planned and prepared everything for his son Solomon to build the temple, he realized that it would be useless to just construct a beautiful temple unless it served the people of Israel effectively and brought glory to God. So before he died, King David also organized the temple workers by giving them specific tasks and responsibilities and putting them under able leaders who would oversee and supervise these workers to do their tasks effectively. There were three classes of Levites among the temple workers: the gatekeepers, the treasury guards, and the civil or judicial officials. The gatekeepers guarded the entry points into the temple and also opened and closed the temple gates every day, while the treasury guards guarded the costly materials which were used to build the temple and the valuables that were stored in the treasury inside the temple. All these temple workers were assigned to their posts by lot and were stationed at the four directional gates, which is the north, south, east, and west gates of the temple. The gatekeepers were priests who were responsible for the care of the temple. Their tasks included guarding the entrance of the temple, protecting the ark, and overseeing the collection and distribution of monetary offerings. The gatekeepers had to be Levites, and their office could be traced back to the time of Moses. Among the gatekeepers were the Kohathites, whose father Korah had rebelled against the leadership of Moses. We can see that God's ways are truly wonderful. Another group of people included among the gatekeepers were the sons of Obed-Edom, who had sheltered the ark after the death of Uzzah. God had not forgotten Obed-Edom's faithfulness as well. Let us understand that daily administration and functioning of the temple in Jerusalem called for dedicated service from many different sets of people, which included but were not limited to priests, Levites, musicians, treasurers, gatekeepers, soldiers, and state officers. In the similar manner, each of us has been called by God to perform a specific task in His kingdom on this earth. No task or job or ministry is too small in the house of God. As a priest of God's kingdom, we are helping to build His church on this earth. We must be faithful to fulfilling our calling and complete the task that God has entrusted us to do on this earth. We read in Ephesians chapter 2 verses 19 to 22 the words of Apostle Paul like this. Now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.